just being at Michigan for another year. I mean, 134 years of that kind of tradition is unbelievable. Being a part of something like that for one more year, you can only have college for so long. I mean, fortunately enough, I'm still here standing in front of y'all and still in the same opportunity I was last year. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm very excited, and I can't wait for the future. Absolutely. I think my fundamentals and techniques, both in pass pro and run blocking, has gotten tremendously better. I think my strengths as a player, I like to think that I'm very consistent. I play definitely through the whistle, and I think that's also one of my weaknesses, as everyone likes to comment on. But no doubt about it, I like to play through the whistle and do whatever I can to put people in the dirt as much as possible. I would say, you know, I'd have to take after another Michigan man if I could possibly. If I had to pick myself to be like somebody, it would be Jake Long. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. He also wore number 77 at Michigan. That's awesome to even think to be compared to him. I know him pretty well now. We've gotten to know each other, and he's a great guy, phenomenal person. Yeah, call us text. I've seen him on campus a couple times. I've been around him several times. Got to know him and his wife. They're great people. My main focus in my game is to give the running back an opportunity to have yards and give my quarterback an opportunity to be successful in the pocket. You know, my job doesn't give me, you know, highlights and stuff like that, but I love doing what I do, whether it's in the future, left tackle, right tackle, guard, center, it doesn't matter, as long as I have the opportunity. One thing I really, really stressed on was pass protection, just because that's so huge in the NFL, and you know, they're telling it obviously need to get better. Everything in my game needs to get better, but my main focus is that, and I think it's gotten much better. I just know that, you know, if I was a coach, and if I was a coach and I would want my players to play through the whistle every single play. I mean, not necessarily dirty or nasty or, you know, get personal fouls, which I've done a couple times, but I would absolutely want my players to try to take somebody and put them in the dirt against their will every single time you play. Both those guys, Greg Robinson and Jake Matthews, they're great players. I've seen them play. They're awesome. As far as selling myself as a player, is like I've been saying, I'm a consistent player that plays through the whistle regardless. Whether, you know, it's injuries, whether it's anything, I'm going to play through it no matter what. Anything that happens, I'm here to play for the team. I'm a team player through and through.